When it comes to dealing with drug addiction, a challenge facing everyone from first responders to long-term caregivers is interrupting the cycle of dependency. In this installment of our series, Opioids, Turning the Tide in the Crisis, we look at whether overdose antidotes and replacement therapy drugs help or hurt. Tom Corinne is in Phoenix House, a sober living program in Canton. Now past 60, he says he spent more than half his life hooked on heroin and has overdosed multiple times.
I got to a point, I would say a prayer before I shot up, because I didn't know if I was going to live or die, but I still wanted it. You know, I would say a prayer and still do it.
Corinne stopped dealing drugs and began getting sober 10 years ago. Narcan, a drug designed to reverse the effects of opioids, is being used to help overdose victims these days. But Dr. Douglas Smith, chief clinical officer of the Summit County ADM Board, says Narcan has been less effective lately.
With the newer things that are being added to the heroin, fentanyl and now carfentanil, it takes a lot of doses of Narcan potentially to get the person back to breathing.
Providing those doses, not to mention the long-term care that follows them, can be a drain on community resources. In Akron, first responders are going to as many as a dozen intervention calls a day. Fire Chief Clarence Tucker says there are training and workload burdens.
It is an additional cost, but my real concern is these are people that really need our help. And so we're trying to provide that help, and we're trying to work with other agencies to try to get them the help that they need prior to an emergency.
Other public and private resources include justice system and social service programs, hospital and outpatient clinics, and sober living homes. Larry Parsons is a founder of Phoenix House in Canton. It provides a stable and secure living environment for recovering addicts and tools they can use to regain control of their lives.
You can see a counselor, work with a therapist. You can hold a job and live a normal life and be around people in recovery as long as you need to, because we don't set time limits within recovery. We have guidelines and rules they have to follow while they're here, but their recovery is their own. It's personal.
Parsons knows firsthand. He says he was a hopeless addict 20 years ago when his family, who had been supporting him, realized they were enabling him.
My mom said, "You're going to go to sober housing and stay there, and if you don't get sober, don't call me." And I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" She's like, "You'll figure it out."
Phoenix House client Daryl Smith says making a hard change in your environment, and at least temporarily in who is in your life, is important to recovery. He says for him, so too is avoiding addiction triggers by staying away from any and all drugs, even those like methadone and Suboxone, meant to help with addiction treatment.
All of it, alcohol, crack, pills, all of it has a grip on all of us. To administer another drug like Suboxone to wean people off is substituting one for another.
But Daryl Smith notes that depends on where a person is in the struggle for recovery and defers to fellow Phoenix House resident Thomas Corinne to talk about withdrawal.
You know, my sister, she got out. She'd been in for 6 months, and I told her, I said, "We're getting too old for this." And she says, "I would rather be dead than feel like I feel now." The next morning, she OD'd and died.
Dr. Douglas Smith with the Summit County ADM Board says, like addiction itself, addiction treatment is not simple, and especially locally and with regard to using drugs in treatment, it is not without differing opinions on what should be done.
We are in the birthplace of AA, based on great principles. It truly is very helpful, AA or now Narcotics Anonymous, since we're talking about opiates. But there is some tension at times between, hey, we've got medications we can give, we call that medication-assisted treatment, versus basically willpower yourself out of it.
A point of concern is the question of whether a drug like Narcan, that has brought OD victims back from the moment of death, fosters the illusion of a safety net and therefore enables drug users. Dr. Smith says that one has been answered.
New England started the use of Narcan earlier than I think anywhere else in the country. And they had this exact question and did not find that people were, if you will, playing Russian roulette with their drug use, knowing that they had a buddy in which Narcan was sitting there.
Government statistics show more than 52,000 people in the U.S. died of overdoses in 2016, up 12% from the previous year. It's clear that from Narcan to long-term treatment solutions, there will need to be a full arsenal going forward for the fight against drug addiction and overdose deaths. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.